This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
If I put the volume on, welcome to another second of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting. Yeah, I know, you need a little bit more, right? Texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you got to be part of the conversation. You got to get involved. I keep saying that to you. I keep trying to get you to understand, to be part of it. You know, I'm listening to a lot of what's going on with President Trump and the fake squad, whatever you want to call them. I don't care what you want to call them, but I don't know why we give them so much credit. I don't know why we're giving them so much time, but that's beside the point. So when you hear what when you hear what's being said, right, and we're spewing back, or some of you are spewing back, don't do that. And I'm not saying you shouldn't stick up for what you believe to be truth. That's not my point at all. My point is, when you start spewing the talking points that you're hearing, right, that's when I get, I won't even say mad, I get nervous, right? Because you've not, a lot of you have not checked those out yet. A lot of you don't know how true or not true some of the things that are being said are. So just please, let's not become them. Let's not be like they are, right? And let's make sure we have our information. I mean, is that, you think that's too much to ask? Just asking. You know what I'm saying? Probably should do that too, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved, you can give me your email address. That would be really cool too, wouldn't it? Just give me your email address. We only send out one email a week. We don't send out one a day. We send out one a week. Let you know what's going on the show, who's going to be on the show, that kind of thing. And then that way, you can decide what nights you want to listen. Although you should, to get informed, you should listen every night. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved. Hey, listen, they aren't final, okay? But our apps are online right now. We have an app in the Android. What's that thing called? Google Play Room or something? Yeah, okay. Google Play Store. And then the Apple iTunes Store?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. You guys know how to do this. If you have an iPhone, you have an Android, you already know this. Go to the store. Get the apps. They're free. Love to hear your input. You can listen to the show live. You can watch the show live. You can comment during the show. You can call. There's so much you can do. Anyway, we've got drone wars going on with Iran. I mean, seriously, Iran is playing with us with drones. They've got to be out of their minds, right? U.S. warship destroyed an Iranian drone in the Straits of Hormuz today. Now, you know, when you think about the amount of firepower that we have, you know, is this what this is going to be like now? I mean, Iran likes to take heightened tensions and make it even worse. They really do. I mean, they really believe that forgive me, God is on their side, and they're going to make this work. You know, and again, some of you are going to take this like I'm making fun of them, but I'm not. You always hear them say, Allah willing, right? Which is basically the same as saying, God willing. Well, would you rethink your approach? If 9.5 out of 10 times you say, Allah willing, or God willing, and you lose, would you stop for a minute and go and say, hey, are we really listening here or what? I don't know. I'm just trying to guess here because that's what I would do. Now, Trump said the USS Boxer took defensive action against a drone that closed in within 1,000 yards of the warship, ignored multiple calls to stand down. Now, I guarantee you Iran's probably saying, oh, no. That was just a photo drone, and there were no calls, there was nothing. He also called on other countries to condemn what is described as Iran's attempt to disrupt the freedom of navigation and global commerce in the strategic waterway. You know, they've been doing this for years. They've been trying to do it for years. You know, they've been known to attach bombs to ships or put bombs in the harbor, put bombs in the waterways, and then deny it. Chief Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman confirmed in a statement at approximately 10 a.m. today that the amphibious ship USS Boxer was in international waters conducting planned inbound transit of the Strait of Hormuz, a unmanned aerial system, approached Boxer and closed with a threatening range. The ship took defensive action against the UAS to ensure the safety of the ship and everybody on board, as they should. You know, it's not like they haven't captured ships before when they go in there for no real reason. Remember, they captured a couple of our ships, our PT boats, because they felt that we were in their water. We can prove and swore at the time that we were in international water, and nobody did anything to them. You know why? Because we had President Obama that wasn't about to do anything about the situation. Now, President Trump said, hey, look, they threatened the safety of the American ship, and that's all I care about. And he's right. No, really, seriously. Look, that's partially what nationally you came over into our property, into our airspace, you encroached on us, you're going to have a problem. Right? Now, Iran shot down a U.S. drone that it said was flying over Iran. And from what I understand, from some of the military people I spoke with, that was not the case at all. Not even close to being true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved in the conversation, whether it's on the Facebook feeds or it's the chat room that we have attached to the website, or wherever it is you want to get involved. Lots of people out there talking. Boy, that's talking it up. No, seriously. And, you know, I love to see what you guys have to say. I do when I can. When I can split the eyeballs and look two different ways, I take a look and I see what you guys are talking about and what it is you get excited about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, Corey Duncan joins us after the break. Don't go far because we're going to be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly being part of the conversation. Okay, one of your favorites, because I know, like, I'm one of your favorites, too, I think. Anyway, Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with us, and I appreciate the time he's spending with us. Now, you are there, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow. My God. The miracle of modern technology. Must be. We're bouncing the signal. We must have been bouncing the signal off that Iraqi or the Iranian drone
that they were using today. So,
oh, yeah.
Oh God, mm-hmm. How are you? How you doing?
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you for having me. God bless everyone that's tuned in, and I'll continue to support Joe Messina, Tammy Messina, Cleveland Rose, all of the positive podcasters and broadcasters that believe in pro-truth.
Pro-truth. I like that. Pro-truth. We is definitely a pro-truth station. Always good to have you with me. All right, so listen, let's have, because, you know, I like to have some fun. Always, by the way, guys, if you're in the Houston area tomorrow morning, okay, I'm going to be, every Friday morning now, I am going to be on a Sam Malone show out of Houston. You know,
hey.
Sam Malone? He thinks he's a
talent. And that's wonderful, though. So all of our good friends at the, in the Lone Star.
There you go.
Tune in.
They're in the I don't know, is Houston liberal or conservative? You know?
I would say right now, I would say it's more liberal than it is conservative. Yeah, I mean, I think I would say it's 60-40.
We're going to fix it.
I would say it's 60-40.
Yeah, me and Sam are going to fix it. It's AM 1070, The Answer, every Friday morning. I will help you get cranking and get your blood pumping.
But conservatism rules in Texas anyway. I mean, you're going to have your liberals, but it's always have been a conservative state to begin with. So.
It's a different country. I mean, you guys have your own flag and everything.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just don't understand how it turned that way. But I think we're getting back one black conservative at a time. So,
I got to tell you something. I am getting the biggest kick, and I don't mean this in a bad way, because you know my heart. Mm-hmm. But the last couple of days, with the damage that the four Dems are doing, okay, and I'm watching the heat increase where people are screaming at black Republicans, how can you follow a racist guy like that? I'm going, you know what? Will you stop it? You've taken that word racist and you've turned it into toilet paper. It means absolutely nothing now. That tweet had absolutely nothing to do with racism. Now, as a black man in America who served his country with honors, is he a racist?
No.
See, that was simple.
Because everything is, and you already know who this came from. This came from the Firestarter that actually started all this. And now, you know, it's amazing how some people can start a little flame and it can turn into just brimstone. And that's what this has been, you know, it has not helped anyone. It has ruined more people and ruined so many men, real men, that was on their way to being real men, but then all of a sudden started wanting to be the housewife and the stay-at-home dad and stuff. And, you know, it's made men lazy. It has. And telling people that, this thing with this, you know, I had a conversation again, once a week I get this, or twice a week, I get these liberals, I get these black liberals that want to try to test me, and I got plenty enough time now to debate. No, I don't even debate them. I say two sentences, I say what I have to say, and I drop the mic and walk away. I don't have time to sit there and argue with people with the IQ of a turnip. I don't do that. And that's a waste of time. And they continue this race and these excuses. Did you see what he said to Carmelo the other week? And I said to them, when they said it to me like that, I said, well, what he was doing was telling the truth. And they was like, man, you're such a sarcastic person. We hear you on that, look, they called you the white guy. They said, we hear you on that white guy.
Wait a minute.
Show.
I am the white guy. I love it.
Right.
Cool.
Right. Right, exactly. They don't have, it's like when they call my wife a white nationalist. I say, she's not white, you idiot. She's not white. I mean, I can't help that because she takes care of herself. And she don't look like most of, you know, they always got this black don't crack. But guess what? If it don't crack, it sure has a lot of cracks in it. I mean, before somebody gets sentimental and stuff. Because I know we have a lot of moist people that get, look at them. So, you know, they come at me and they say, hey, I hear you on that white guy talking bad about white guy show talking bad. of it that's, I'm so sick and tired. I said, you know what you guys are? You're excuse makers. And you along with at least 90% of the liberal black women in this country, excuse me, I won't say 90, I'll say 85 or 80 to 85% of them, have turned these homes and have turned these neighborhoods and turned a lot of things. Now, why does every woman have to be equal to a man? You have to have the same pay. You have to be able to coach an NBA team. You have to be able to do a lot of things that the same thing that a man can do. But I told someone, I said, you know what this is going to be? This is going to be in a couple years, you're going to have your first WNBA player that's going to play in the NBA. Or you're going to have your first Major League Baseball player that's a woman that's going to play in Major League Baseball. And the first time that they get rough with her, or they do something, or they throw a pitch at her, or they block her shot too hard, let's change the rules. That's not fair. You know, come on now. Are we, what are we doing here? We're taking this too far. Now, the business part of the world, hey, I believe in, hey, look, nobody should be get paid more than others because of sex. It's supposed to be because of your merit and your education and what you know, what you bring to the table to make the company wealthy and also to make yourself wealthy. But to sit up and say that you're supposed to have the same pay as me because you're a woman, there's men out here that happens between two men on the job.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm like, I just don't understand why we come to this point, why we have come to this point in this country where it's just crazy. It's not even sick. It's called demented. These people are demented, man.
Yeah, no. Listen, years ago, I got a job that a woman had before me, and I got 30% less than she did. Where were those feminists to help me out? Anyway, we're going to break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone.
President Trump says a U.S. warship takes down an Iranian drone flying in the Strait of Hormuz and is immediately destroyed.
Which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards, ignoring multiple calls to stand down and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew. The drone was immediately destroyed.
The president speaking with reporters during a White House news conference.
The United States reserves the right to defend our personnel, our facilities, and interests, and calls upon all nations to condemn Iran's attempts to disrupt freedom of navigation and global commerce.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, being with me, paying attention to what's going on. Head up to the website. You got a couple things you can do up there. If you want to be noticed by text, you can always text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. Also, I would appreciate some help in testing out, okay, testing, understand it's a test, our new applications on iPhone and Android. You can find them simply by going to what is it you call it again, the Google Store, Play Store? Google Play. Sounds like a kid's store. Google Play Store. Or the iPhone store, iPad store, Apple store, wherever, whatever store you go to on your phone, and just look up The Real Side with Joe Messina. Download it. I guarantee you it's virus-free. We don't play like that around here. It'll give you all kinds of information about the show, about me, should you want it. Anyway, let me bring him on. I don't want to waste his time. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me and the raw and real information that he brings to the show. How you doing, Corey?
Amen. Amen. God bless everyone. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And Joe, I want to tell you, I just want to say again, as I always say every once in a while, it is a true honor and pleasure to still be 2.5, almost 3 years into this and stuff. And, you bring me on, and it's indeed a true pleasure to come on. I know sometimes I don't always say what people want to hear or whatever like that. So, but that's not why I'm on here. So
not even close. I bring you on because you're real. I bring you on because I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry about you lying to us and telling us what's happening.
I'm the white guy.
Yeah,
I'm
there you go.
White guy.
There you go. About time you said it.
I know my friend is going to get in touch with me. They're going to say, "Y'all ain't there talking bad about black people. You want to take a good look in the mirror." I said, "When I get to take a good look in the mirror, I say I see just the cutest little baby face, baby face." God. See, I can't sing, but I'm definitely intelligent.
I've seen your face. Okay, you're a good-looking guy. Baby face.
The check is in the mail. if you can catch it when it bounces and stuff, it's yours.
Ouch. So let's talk about something that should get everybody's hair up on end. Now, I've been waiting for this to happen for a long time. I had lost faith that anybody would do anything. But now, seeing how Trump, remember what was it, all the way back to Weinstein, right? What was his name?
Harvey,
right? Do you remember when he was in the driveway of the White House and he said, "This is just the tip of the iceberg. This goes so much deeper." right? And now you got Epstein. Now, Epstein's been brought forward, and, you know, we saw the manifest of how many people were on his plane. With all those high-end Democrats that were on his plane, all the Democrats who he was involved with, the only guy the press is talking about is who? Donald Trump. That was one of his parties back in 1992.
Okay, here we go again. They're a group of people that only want that they only talk about one side of the story. You know, it's fascinating to me. You know, when Bill Clinton had his situation, that Charlie wanted to push it under the rug and everything like that. But I mean, that's why I always try to explain to my children and also to other young people. Be very if you plan on. Maybe running for president, anything in life, late on life. You have to be careful of the people. You don't know exactly, because none of us knows what anyone, unless you live with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you don't know what this person is doing out of your sight. So you have to be careful, and I always tell my kids, and I always tell everyone, do not become a fanboy of anyone or a fangirl. You can be a fan of their policies or anything like this, but you got a lot of people to get too caught up. Man, Anna just had this discussion the other day about this, about how people get so caught up into things where they out here, you got, like I told you before, the over 40, over between 40 and 60 years of age, or 40 and 55, and they're out here taking, you know, you're a big grown man out here taking a sign or swinging at people because they have a different belief than you. Are you serious? I mean, where is the wisdom? You know, my mom always said the older you get, the more intelligent you're supposed to get, not the dumber. And I don't understand, where is the wisdom at? You know, intelligence is one thing, and wisdom is another. You know, and I don't understand, how do you get that caught up into a movement or into policies of people that don't care whether you live or die, don't give a rat's, you know what? How can you get that caught up into people like that? I can't. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people dislike me because I don't sit up and rah, 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 President Trump. I don't have to do all that. All I have to do is to remain having my conservative ways, taking care of my family, trying to take care of my community, and also to try to make other Americans' lives better. That's what I can do. President Trump can handle his own. He don't need Corey to stand and wave a flag every day about President Trump or I gotta have his back. Look, you know why I have his back? When you go to push that button in another year for him to be president again, that's how you do it. That's how you do it. You don't have to do all of the theatrics. You know, a lot of people get out here and a lot of people just want to be, you know, here come the clowns. And it's on both sides. So I know that you know a lot of people get upset at me. But you know, all you got, get on Facebook. Get on Facebook and watch
it. It is on both sides. You're exactly right. It is on both sides. We have people who claim that they aspire to conservative values. They don't. You know, we have people who claim that they're maybe they're not God believers, but they believe in the same values. They don't. And even our God believing friends, you know, our quote unquote Christian friends, there isn't a Christian esque value that they speak of. It's just amazing to me. Well, Stand up for what you believe.
Well, let me say this real quick, Joe. It's not that they don't believe in them. It's their actions that show. But guess what? I'm not going to sit and I'm not going to play judgment on whether they believe in God or not, because guess what? It will tell, because everybody has a judgment day. I'm not going to judge anyone, but guess what? When it becomes judgment day, everything, God knows all and he sees all. So guess what? When you go for judgment day, it will tell. But what I will say is people's actions don't prove when they say that they're conservative when they do certain things. And I can touch upon that, but there's no reason to beat a dead horse. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to beat that. I'm not going to do that, because guess what? If you got any kind of intelligence or wisdom and you see all of this stuff that's going on Facebook from both sides, God bless the man or the woman that's going to be the independent in the next couple of years that will run, that will bust up both parties. They won't know what to do because they're not going to know when it's going to hit them. Because you know what? When you're not, one thing you never do, you never sleep on anyone or anything. Trust me. Because guess what? You know what I hear every day from everyone? You know what most of the time, eight out of ten people I hear do on the course of a week, I'm tired of both parties. So guess what? It's not far from happening.
No, I hear it all the time. and you're exactly right. And a lot of my Republican friends even say now that they don't vote Republican necessarily. They're going to vote for the person that they know is going to do the job, that's going to do the right thing, and willing to stand up. The problem is that whether you're Republican or Democrat, and I'm going to say you don't have to, there's more Democrats that won't step up than there are Republicans. At least we got a few. But I keep telling my Republican friends, don't vote them back in. Look at Paul Ryan. He just wrote a book.
Right.
One of the first things he says in the book is that, you know, Trump was a buffoon. We had to keep him from doing things. I'm thinking, you did nothing. You do that.
But guess what? Ask him this, Joe. Ask the dude from Frankenstein this. Ask him this. They had to beg that man to run on the ticket. He didn't have to run with the RNC. He could have done it by himself. I'm telling you, he'd have still got elected. Because guess what? The Republican Party didn't have anyone to run that was as strong as him. We'd have put up another I can't even think of his name. What's the two losers that the Gov Rush won the losers? So
Romney, Ryan, Ryan.
Yeah. No. Romney and what's the one ran with Palin?
McCain.
Sorry, Gov Rush. So he ran poor candidate. Another gentleman ran, poor candidate, because he wasn't standing up and saying things. Now we got a president that actually, that's standing up. I'll use the word standing up. that's actually standing up for the United States and actually got, you know, he's not going to be pushed around. I'll just say that part.
Oh, no question about it. And I think this is exactly what makes people crazy. Here's a guy who says, I'm doing this, and he does this. And they go, wait a minute, why would you do that? Well, because I said so. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure. Corey Duncan's going nowhere. He'll be with us after the break.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Wow.
We are back. Yeah, there's like soulful strut music. Some of you are too young to even know what that means. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And you know what? Really, truly, honestly, being part of the conversation, because I do want you to be part of the conversation. Next hour, we got a whole bunch of stuff I want to deal with. We're going to talk about the Omar's outrageous anti-Israel resolution. Now, I want you to think about that. A day after they nailed the president, right? Now, here we have an anti-Semite showing her true colors. You will hear nothing about it, okay? And then some excerpts we're going to pull from the contentious, nasty, hey, a friend of yours, Corey, Elijah Cummings, as he's beating on the acting DHS secretary. The guy's an idiot. I mean, really, truly, he's just looking for somebody to yell at. And a matter of fact, I tell you what, if he was one representing me, I don't want to see him. He looks like a really mean-looking guy. Do you know what I'm saying? It just because of these people are going after Homeland Security. The people that went after him today, when you hear what we're going to be playing, you will believe like I do, They just hate this country. No, and it's not even that. They are so concerned about the power that they have, what little it is, and the chair that they sit in Congress is more important than the American people. This is getting out of hand. And until you guys get off your butts and actually decide to do something about it, and I'm not talking about physical, you know what I always say, all right? You're still going to get these bozos and what have you sitting there until you start calling them to task and get them out. Put me in there. I'll show you.
Yeah.
Corey Duncan,
yeah.
How you doing?
Amen, brother. I don't have much to say after that. You did. That was really good. Because guess what? But you know what? What's the sad part is,
they'll never elect
is
me.
That the people that's listening, a lot of people that's listening to that is not going to act. There'll be no action from them about that. But see, I'm gonna explain something to you.
Okay.
And the thing that I'm not going to say fascinated. The thing that interests me about a lot of people that we have so many conservatives and so many. It's funny how they are so. There's so many evangelists. I'm gonna call them evangelists because I'm trying to tell you. To resurrect all this is very easy. It's not a hard. It's not wrapped in an enigma or anything. It's so. It's funny how people want to have a hard arithmetic answer to things that is so easy. You just said it. It's about action. First of all, as I go back again, I say, how about let's start cleansing out my relationship with the Almighty? And I know some people are like, oh, he's not doing that wrong. You don't know who I pray to or what I do. So before anyone sits up and says, well, you don't act like that on your show, you don't know me personally. You know, Joe, a lot of people sit and they listen to me and you and they listen to a lot of other people. A lot of people, you can sit back and tell them, figure out whether they're giving you the business or not on Facebook or on any of these shows. And I sit back and I see a lot of people giving people the business on both sides on Facebook. I don't approve of it. You know, whatever people do, that's what you want to do, that's fine. But don't get mad at me because I tell you the truth about what I see. And what I see is I see a lot of people that sit up and they make excuses and you put these people in office and, you know, in the beginning of the day, you know, I seen a person way back a long time ago when I used to I was coming up in Alex Jones' shadow in a sense. And so I learned about really what he was about also. And then I seen this guy named, Rand Paul, and he had his sleeve rolled up. And I'm going, you know, almost look just like Robert Kennedy back in the day. And I'm going to do this when I get there and this. And then he got there and something happened to them. The people on K Street got a hold of them in DC. See, I know DC because I've worked there pretty much all my life. So the thing of it is, and stuff, you know, it's interesting that when I hear other people on Facebook with these podcasts and broadcasts, and then now I just sit and I giggle and I just look at them. I'm like, you know, you can see, I mean, you can see through them. I mean, it's like looking through a lace curtain. And I'm like, do you really think somebody's this stupid? You have no idea what you're talking about. How can you know what you're talking about when you've never worked in government? You haven't worked nowhere but from where you've been. So, you know, I just hate that. I just hate that. Just be yourself. That's why I say, if I don't know something, Joe, I say, hey, I'll just back off. Plenty of people have heard me say that on your show. I say, well, look, I don't know too much about it. You know, I can give a comment, I mean, give my editorial on it, and that's it. That's it. But I'm not going to sit up here and say, oh, I know. You know, I had a conversation with somebody the other day, one of my military friends, I won't say who it is, and he said the same thing. I said, how these guys, you get these guys like McCrack, Cafferty, and these guys, and I'm like, okay, you're a general, but that doesn't mean that, what kind of general were you? What was your MOS? What did you do when you was in the military? Did you command a battleship? Were you a battalion commander, a company commander, or anything of that nature? Because if you can't tell me you've been to war and fought, or actually had someone shoot an RPG at you, or try to kill you in the middle of the night, I don't want to hear what you heard from someone else. I want to hear your story. I can sit up and tell you honest stories about stuff like that. That's why I say you have to be careful. This right here, no offense intended, he has me on his show every week, and he tells the truth. He's always been a straight shooter with me. So the thing of it is this. I can line Joe up, and I can line about four or five people I know that on Facebook, I know they lie through their teeth. And it's not even a comparison. It's not even a comparison. You know, it's not many of Joe Messina's or Corey Duncan's or a couple other people that's left in this world that's all actually on conservative, and that's a conservative speaker or broadcaster or podcaster. And these are the people that actually know the true fabric of this country is the middle class and also the essentials that I tell every week. A relationship with God, man take and cleanse his soul and his mind so he can be thinking straight, and also to then take care of your family, then take care of the community. We're putting the horse in front of the cart, in front of the cart again, in front of the cart again, and that's why things are not getting done. Instead of going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we're going 1, 4, 5. That's what we're doing. That's what the problem. That's what the issue is.
Yeah,
it's very simple.
Yeah, we are watching God dwindle away, and people are now seeing God as a secondary. You know, it's really funny. Over what was it? Back in the 60s or even in the late 50s, we started watching, you know, crime on the rise, more problems in school and what have you. And one of the big things that happened back then was that they took prayer out of the schools. And not that would fix everything, because some kids just said words to say words, but there was a different mindset. There was a sense that there was a higher being, that there was a God that was overlooking everything. And you had a sense of him being present. Now, not only is he not talked about, but if you even allude to it, you tell somebody, God bless you, after they sneeze, you're ridiculed. And they wonder why these kids don't have anything. They have nothing in foundation. They have nothing to believe on believe in. Not even their parents.
Right? No, and that's where it starts at. It starts really with the dad. It starts really with the dad, because generally, if a woman that has been brought up correctly, and most women will adhere to this, because most young women and women have been brought up in some sort of structure. I know some of them have it, but the majority have. And they see a man, and they see that I can trust you, I can believe in you, and you get things done, and you know, I always look at shows like Good Times, where James was a strong black figure. Not Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby wasn't a strong black figure during the Cosby Show. This man was. I mean, look what he used to do, and then it wasn't the fact that he was looking for the glory or anything. He was just trying to raise his family, man. And that's what it's all about. We need to get back to the essentials of things. Then we can take and proceed on what other stuff. But you know what, Joe? And I'm going to say this. God bless the person or the entity or whoever that will run the next couple years as an independent. It's going to bust everything up. And you know what? I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to say this on your show. People like me or you, they will never, ever try to put in the office if we were to run, because we're not glorified by the RNC. And we probably aren't going to look for a lot of glory from these fanboys and these fangirls and these people that are caught up into these people financially and emotionally on Facebook or whatever like that. You need to find out. Is this person proceeding and doing anything in the last 10 years, or are they still doing the same thing they were doing 10 years ago? Because guess what? If that's the case, I don't have time for people like that. You know, I think on a ruling class mentality, sorry, but guess what? That's about being successful, getting things done, not just coming on and talking about this or that or this. Hey, look. Life is too short, and forgive me for this, but when you get around 50, and you mid-50s, hey, look, you know what? You know what's going on. If you haven't figured it out by that time, then it's something wrong with the person.
Yeah,
it's something wrong with the person. They've been walking around being a jughead all their life.
Yeah, I actually had a short conversation with somebody yesterday afternoon. I brought you up, and he was talking about how tough the black community has it, and they really don't stand a chance. I said, really? You need to listen to my buddy Corey, and you'll get a real lesson. Hey, we got to go. Always too short with you, my friend. Tell people where to find you quickly.
www.conservativegen.com. Come check us out. God bless.
Right.
And I'll continue to support you.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.